Everyone who is listening in the media around the world, that purchase people, especially purchase Afghans, they do care about Afghanistan and the Afghan people. I want to start by quoting the Afghan constitution. It states in chapter 2, article 1, that the citizens of Afghanistan, whether man or woman, have equal rights and duties before the law. For the past 12 years, we have seen this slowly become a reality before our eyes. Yes, there is still work to do, but we have come a long way. Before I list the achievements of the last decade for Afghanistan, I want to ask all of you here, what have British Afghans gained in this time? We have gained the opportunity to travel to and from Afghanistan freely. We have been given the chance to connect with our people, a chance to connect our youth to their heritage, and an even bigger chance to help our people, even if it's in the smallest way possible. Today, you and I are here. We are here protesting peacefully to tell anyone who is listening, to let them know that we do not want to let go of these opportunities. We, as Western Afghans, we are the bridge that connects the West and Afghanistan. What has Afghanistan achieved? A rise of 18 years in the life expectancy of its people. 5 million refugees have returned from neighboring countries. Afghanistan now has a free press with countless numbers of television, newspaper, and other media outlets. More than 3 million girls go to school, with many going on to obtain university degrees. In the last year alone, 10.5 million children have attended school in Afghanistan, whether that is a boy or a girl. Women are now back in the workplace as teachers, doctors, nurses, journalists, and politicians. They have successfully taken their position back in Afghan society. They are now women's shelters around the country. Religious minorities are protected under the constitution. Human rights are spoken about freely and openly and fought for Afghans by Afghans. Men and young adult males are raising their voices in defiance of their rights and women's rights. These are big achievements, but it is the small achievements that make a difference. Afghans are now able to choose how they want to live their lives. They can enjoy music at weddings. They can celebrate life. Under the constitution, they have the right to express themselves freely, read what they want, write what they want, and travel where they like. These are the small things in life that you and I may take for granted, but Afghans in Afghanistan have fought long and hard for. We have lost loved ones, friends, and leaders in the struggle for a better Afghanistan. Those lives shall not be lost in vain. We have stood up together here today as British Afghans to say and to show the world that Afghans have struggled for Afghanistan and nobody has the right to decide its future but Afghans. I have been told countless times that Afghans don't know what they want, and I disagree. Afghans have always wanted one thing for the past 30 years, that is peace. I end with this though. If I'm done, long live Afghanistan.